Last summer, California became the largest state to abolish cash bail. At the time, Governor Jerry Brown declared that rich and poor alike will be treated fairly. He has long argued the bail system favors the wealthy and punishes the poor. Turns out, though, the story is more complicated. Many of those who pushed hardest for bail reform now say the new system may be making the problem worse. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
In the downtown San Francisco Public Defender's Office, you might think attorney Chesa Boudin would be excited about the recently signed California Senate bill, or SB 10, which abolishes money bail in America's most populous state. After all, Boudin and fellow public service lawyers have long called money bail an unconstitutional pillar of a biased system. The size of your bank account often determines who gets out of pretrial custody, and the poor and people of color often end up on the losing end. But this deputy public defender is not in a celebratory mood.
I was disappointed and I felt betrayed. The new SB 10 doesn't actually change the racist system of mass incarceration. It just expands it.
The new law was in response to a state court decision declaring that the cash bail system unconstitutionally denied people due process. Now, under the new law, which takes effect next year, instead of setting bail, a judge will use a computer program as part of his or her determination whether a suspect is a low, medium, or high risk for flight or to public safety. Boudin believes this will dramatically expand the number of people who will be detained pre-trial. He points to one section in particular, deep in the bill, section 1320.18a, subsection 5. That section so broadly worded, Boudin argues, it could encompass anyone for any offense. That, he says, will tilt the power ever more into the hands of prosecutors, police, and judges.
Under SB 10, now prosecutors can seek detention for virtually any crime, regardless of whether it's violent or involves weapons or whether the person accused has a prior history. Under this law, prosecutors have the discretion to seek preemptive detention of a person with no criminal record charged with a low-level misdemeanor.
And then there's its impact on plea deals. Currently across the U.S., more than 90% of criminal cases are settled in a plea deal that could include dismissal or a diversion program, not a trial. John Raefling with Human Rights Watch says he's deeply concerned this bill simply replaces one coercive tactic for another, bail for pretrial detention. That is, he says, to use detention to pressure people of color and the poor to plead guilty to lesser crimes, often regardless of their actual guilt.
This is pervasive in the criminal justice system. This happens every single day. The new bail reform law in California does not address that problem. Now you're just giving them a whole other mechanism to keep people in.
The ACLU and more than a dozen other legal groups have raised similar concerns. The bill also mandates the use of pretrial assessment tools. Essentially, it's a computer program that aims to measure risk after putting in arrest and conviction history and other data. That algorithm gives the bill a veneer of objective science, Attorney Raefling says, but in fact becomes a kind of feedback loop, merely reflecting social biases.
It's a pretty well-documented fact that police stop, search, detain, arrest black people more than white people, poor people more than wealthy people, and that the courts treat people of color and treat poor people worse. Are the very factors that these risk assessment tools are looking at to judge who's higher risk.
And it's not yet clear just what data would actually go into the algorithm. The bill doesn't say. Cherise Fano-Berdine, CEO of the nonprofit Pretrial Justice Institute, admits the new law is far from perfect. But she says some of these concerns are a bit alarmist. Fano-Berdine notes that discretion to detain or release pretrial has always resided with judges. This new law, she thinks, will simply help judges get it right more consistently.
All that the new system will do is help courts make better decisions. It should also result in the right people being identified as a threat to public safety, and it should result in fewer people being needlessly incarcerated pending trial.
Meantime, the bail industry, which would be put out of business under the new law, hopes to overturn it at the ballot box. An industry coalition is currently collecting signatures to try for a statewide ballot initiative. That may put bail bondsmen in an awkward de facto alliance with scores of progressive legal groups who say they'll be ready to challenge the law's constitutionality in court as soon as it takes effect next year. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, San Francisco.